All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 9 p.m. And so what's going on here tonight is we're having a show devoted to the Pixies. It's a Pixies show. Their tour with Franz Ferdinand and Bully has been announced. Well, it was announced a couple months ago. And the date for the Boston date is went on sale about 6 weeks ago, and it's been sold out now for the last 2 weeks. So if you don't have your tickets, you're SOL. Of course, I'm a huge Pixies fan, very important here to the life of 1,000 Points of Light. So we're going to dig deep and find all kinds of rarities and B-sides, and we'll play even some of the new stuff, even though clearly the Kim Deal era is the era of the Pixies that's most dear to my heart. But we will, out of respect for the other members of the band, will play the new stuff as well. And I'm going to play right now the Wave of Mutilation UK Surf Mix, which I think is superior to the original. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Don't waste your time on me. Don't
1,000 points of light, WMFO. Catfish Kate from Beyond the Airy. Prior to that, it was Nimrod Sun from the Come On Pilgrim EP, debut material from the Pixies. No Matter Day from Doggerel, which just came out recently in their Wave of Mutilation UK Surf Mix. From the Here Comes Your Man single, of course, that was on, what was that old movie, Pump Up the Volume? My God, that's reaching back. And it's been used in multiple shows and films, I think. Very compelling, moody, really. So it's a Pixie show until 9 when I'm removed from the premises. And that's because they're on tour and they're playing the MGM Theater, and it's sold out, which is amazing. I think that, you know, people who remember the band, these bands from back then, they're just like, they've got some money and they want to spend it, or they just sort of think it's like their time is running out, you know, and then they'll get into their 70s and they'll be too old to go see live music. I don't know what it is, but I feel like whenever there's a band from the, you know, 80s or 90s or even the early aughts, I feel like people come out and see them, even if they don't have a lot of new stuff. As evidenced by that Ride Charlatans show, I couldn't believe all the people there. I was like, I thought this was going to be like me and a friend of mine and maybe a handful of people at the bar, but it was a good crowd. Anyway, all right, up next, Bone Machine from, this is wrong here on the thing, Bone Machine from Surfer Rosa, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We'll be right back. Jones told me a long history. He got friends like Paco, Pico, Piedra.
All right, that's Indie Cindy from the record of the same name from the Pixies, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, we had Crackety Jones from Doolittle, All I Think About Now from Head Carrier, and Bone Machine started things off from Surfer Rosa. So Pixies show today, and it's because of the big tour with Franz Ferdinand and Bully coming through here in April. I'll be there. You know, it's a lot of money to spend on tickets. I mean, back in the day, I would never spend $160-something to see them. It's a little ridiculous. Hey, but you know what? I picked the seats closest to the stage. I figured, what the hell? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, it's funny hearing that new stuff. I wonder if, like, you know, is a band really being a true version of itself when they have reform after all those years? And you hear the stuff and think back to what they released in the first in their first incarnation. Are they trying to sound like themselves, or are they just sounding like their earlier version of themselves? You know what I'm saying? Is it like, is this how they really sound, or are they just kind of like, well, we can't abandon our fans, so we're going to make sure that we maintain the same sound from earlier, from like 20-something years ago? Anyway, when Black Francis comes on the show, I'll make sure I ask him that. All right, here, let's get going here with Hang Wire from Bossa Nova, a very underrated Pixies record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
They go. The day is like the one.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Weird at My School, a B-side from Monkey Gone to Heaven. Prior to that, a live version of Debaser. No telling who was on vocals there. I don't know. It came out in 97, so I don't think they were back together as a band with anybody replacing Kim Deal, so I'm going to go with Kim Deal on that one. Palace of the Brine, a deep cut from Tromplemont. That's like an album I have a hard time defending against with any other Pixies fan. So there are some missteps on that one. But some good tracks, you know, Planet of Sound and whatever. A Letter to Memphis, kind of a mistake there. But anyway, Palace of the Brine's a good one. Hear Me Out, a single released during the pandemic 20. And we, of course, started off that set with Hang Wire, a great track from Bossa Nova, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO 91.5 Medford, thanks for joining me here on this Pixies-themed show. rocking it out until 9 or so, whenever that, you know, the kids come and take me away. So what's going on now is we're going to play this B-side from Dig for Fire. This is Winterlong, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It is dead. It is. Kim, I said, you fucking die. No, I we were just goofing around. No, no, it didn't have anything to do with anything.
What is this?
And I said, you fucking die.
Seriously.
I was finishing your part for
it. I don't endorse this kind of language. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. That's Oh My Golly from Surfer Rosa. Before that, There Goes My Gun, Peel Session. And then Ed Is Dead from Come On Pilgrim. Winter Long, a B-side from the Dig for Fire EP. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is our Pixie show. It was announced also that on the upcoming Record Store Day thing, there's going to be a couple releases of the Pixies on vinyl. I think the Purple Tape, which is like the reputed early demos of the Pixies on you know, made its way around only on Purple Tape, I think is the story. I don't know. I've never heard it. But I have heard the other early stuff, but it's like the stuff with the Pixies. It's like a race to the earliest stuff. It's like whatever they put out first is supposed to be the greatest ever. Some people think that Doolittle is crap and Surfer Roses where they're peaked, which is complete nonsense. But anyway, two new releases of catalog material from the Pixies coming up at Record Store Day. All right, here, let's play this. This is a demo two of Tame, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Shaking your good frame.
away. You can go your way, stay all day if you want to.
All right, 1,000 points of light. 91.5 Medford. This has been our Pixies show. Thanks for joining me here tonight. And we're going to pull you out with this Kim Deal vocal that I've been liking for the last couple decades. Into the White, which is a B-side off of Here Comes Your Man. I'll see you next week.
The white.